Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you and good evening. Yes, we'll say officially good evening. The game starting a little earlier than had been originally scheduled. It's a Class C. Class C girls semifinal. The winner to go to the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena on Saturday for a 1 o'clock tip-off against the winner of tomorrow night's postponed game, or tonight's postponed game tomorrow, of Harpersville and Elmira Notre Dame, who were the last two teams standing in the Class C tournament last year. They're now playing in the semifinal. This is the other semifinal. The upstart Newfield Trojans, who had a decent year this year, but their claim to fame is that they're still alive as the number 8 seed as they upended Lansing on Friday evening. So with that upset and Unitigo's 10-point win, 34-24 over Tioga, we now have set the stage for this semifinal game between the Spartans and the Trojans. So welcome. We were not expecting to come back to a high school court, to be honest with you. We thought the arena was our next location, or a college court, or a court away from our area, but the scenario worked out in our favor. So here we are at Unitigo for the marathon game, Newfield game. I even wrote marathon in my scorebook, which is why I said that. Newfield Trojans. They also have green as their main color. This will be fun, sort of like Odessa Montour and Sydney. We start each and every game with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO, and it's brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, located on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals, and an expert service department. Call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes Coach Gary Emerson and the Newfield Trojans, Coach Greg Bonskowski and the Unitigo Lady Spartans, the best, as well as the fans, in tonight's ballgame. This is a Section 4 playoff game, so a broadcast like this is a presentation of WCDO Sports, but our rights are granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We're about 10 minutes away from hearing Judy Patel's golden voice singing the national anthem, so we'll step away, come back, and look at both teams a little bit more in depth. You're listening to the Section 4 Class C Girls Semifinals on WCDO.
Pork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
That's a weird-looking GPS.
It's actually a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish finder. Its one and only job is to find tasty, delicious, one-of-a-kind Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. It hones right in on that delicious tangy tartar sauce and melty cheese, getting closer by the second.
I need to get one of those.
Now you'll find two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33. Or one Filet-O-Fish and a large fry, also just $3.33. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Price of single item posted on menu board.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravido people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravido, our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, 6.5 away from Judy Patel, and then our national anthem, and of course our introduction of the players, of course. Just seeing some people stop in here and how some of the boys are, the boys team, basketball team, are now playing cheerleader for the members of the girls team, which I think is great. And again, Newfield, the lower seed, so with Unitico the higher seed at number 5. It's rare to host a semifinal game as a number 5 seed, but they are doing this. And just a little bit of information. I see, well, and now I see Aaron's back, the coach of Harpersville, up here to scout both teams in case his team wins tomorrow night. And locally, of course, we hope that he does, but he's got a tall task in terms of the opponent, the defending champ, Elmira Notre Dame Crusaders. But I asked Gary Emerson, the coach of Newfield, whom I have never met, about his win over Lansing and then how he did against Elmira Notre Dame, who was the class of the west side of the bracket, of course, is the number 2 seed. But in Newfield's win over Lansing, he said, we were able to focus on their top scorer and prevent her from getting the ball and from getting good looks at the basket on those shots. We were able to force a lot of turnovers with the defensive pressure and turn those into points. Many of the Lansing players did not look to score much, so the offensive effort revolved around their twin guards. We worked hard to take them out of the game and had good success with it. So I won't mention about the Notre Dame part because that's getting ahead of ourselves. But the top scorer, and this is a balanced team. I had a whole, I don't know why it's not here, and I'm getting frustrated looking for it. I had the whole stat sheet for Newfield printed out from a connection with USA Today. And I know that they score about 51 points per game, but only one player is averaging in double figures, and that is number 10, Erica Carney, who is a senior and looks to be, they don't ever put heights on girls, I don't know why, on girls' teams. She looks to be about 5'7", 5'8", very much built like Unitigo's Casey Manzanero. That could be a marquee matchup tonight. She's averaging about 11 to 12 points a game. They have a set of twins, so we're going to get ready for Lindsay Wood and Rebecca Wood, 15 and 21. Of course, both in the same class. They're seniors. Lindsay is the defensive artist. She's averaging about 3 steals a game. Rebecca averages 5 rebounds a game. Same with Kirsten Sin. And then Megan Pakula, also a senior. She's averaging 3 assists. So it looks like, while I don't have their starting lineup confirmed, it looks like they have 5 senior starters. For Unitigo, they have they've had 4 senior starters all year long, and they distracted by athletic director Matt Hafley. And it looks like not only have the boys, members of the boys team gotten into the spirit of things, they've gotten into cheerleaders' uniform. So that's gonna be very distracting, like it just was. But Unitigo, as everyone knows that followed them locally, Casey Manzanera, their high scorer. She's got 1,000 points in her four-year career. Sarah Menina, though, the playmaker, making things happen, making other players, getting them involved into the ball game. Marissa Woodard, the only non-senior, she's a junior and about 6'3", a big young lady, but she has had times where she's scored in double figures, and there's been times where she's been visibly absent from the scoring column. Still trying to find that touch around the basket, but when it falls, she can be very dangerous and can make the Newfield team change their defensive strategy. And, of course, you're looking at defensive specialist for Unitigo, Kayla Talbot, who is probably going to guard Carney, I would think. Hard to say at this point because I've not seen the starting lineup, like I said. And then you've got the rebounding machine, Robin Foster, who can get into foul trouble early. She's proven that in almost every game, including some of the big games that we've broadcast. But when she stays out of foul trouble, she can give you 12, 15 rebounds with no problem. We're going to step away because there's 2 minutes to go. We do want to say howdy to some places we've never said howdy to before on logging on the streaming audio. Ithaca, New York, that's not a surprise, but tonight, rooting for Newfield. Utica, New York is on board. Springfield, Missouri is on board. And another Newfield fan calling in, or a family logging in from Black Canyon City, Arizona. Wow, that sounds deep and mysterious. But hopefully they're a Newfield fan and will be rooting three time zones away. All right, minute and a half before we hear from Judy Patel, so let's take our final break of the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Welcome one and all. It is Newfield versus Unitigo, the 8 versus the 5, Section 4 Class C playoffs, semifinals on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Nicely done, Judy. Thanks. Our final game at a high school court for the year, and we now have our starting lineup ready to go.
We good? And now your starters for Newfield Central. Number 10, Erica Carney. Number 15, Lindsay Wood. Number 21, Rebecca Wood. Number 23, Kirsten Sinton. And number 24, Megan Pekala. Coached by Mr. Gary Emerson.
There we go. I got that in there.
Sorry.
And now you know what goes on between the times they announce the lineup.
I'm not
going to
hold like that.
quite a powwow there in the middle of the floor.
And now let's make some noise for your starters for the Lady Spartans. Number 12, Robin Foster. Number 13, Kayla Talbot. Number 14, Casey Manzanero. Number 22, Sarah Menina. And number 33, Marissa Woodard. Coach by Mr. Greg Bonskowski and Ms. Vicki Beams.
All right, we are ready to go, and that microphone for halftime will be put into the hands of a young man who just won the fourth ever state championship in Unitigo wrestling history, Mr. Kevin Thayer. He'll be joining us at halftime during the Maravito Energy halftime report. And let's face it, these are the days that I do wish I was still involved in CDO and the Sydney Federal Credit Union After the Week show. It'd be a perfect time to be talking to him, but we'll make it happen tonight. So while things didn't align in certain ways, they did align tonight for Mr. Kevin Thayer, and Ryan Marzell will also join us. He was a runner-up as a fifth-place finish, and I don't know if Coach Mike Hamilton will be here or not. I heard he is worth the price of admission just to listen to him talk. I'm sure it's not that way in the wrestling room. All right, the winner of this one, Newfield and Unitigo, will take on the winner of Harpersville and Notre Dame, which has been postponed till tomorrow. But like I said, I know Kurt Ehrensbach's here, the coach of Harpersville. Don't know if the E&D coach is here or not. Unitigo to my right, Newfield going to my right, Unitigo to my left to start the first half, and both teams green and white. So just like Odessa Montour and Sydney the other night, which was maroon and white versus white and maroon, we've got green and white versus white and green. And Unitigo has the first possession. They had it out of bounds, too. Sarah Menina in the corner to Kayla Talbot. Man-to-man defense played by Newfield. And there goes Talbot inside, forcing it saved by Robin Foster, but it's saved into the hands of number 24, Megan Pakula, and she's got the ball to start the offense. She'll play the point in this. It looks like a 1-3-1 starting out. Unitigo is going to play man-to-man, so 1-3-1 is kind of a tough to play man-to-man, or a zone offense against a man-to-man defense. And the shot put up by Erica Carney, and she's fouled on the very first play. And the foul will be on Kayla Talbot. First one for her, first team, obviously, because we are just 23 seconds into this game. First shot up and good. And one of the reasons I am beating myself up for not bringing my stats that I had kept for 2 days on this team is that some of the girls can shoot very, very well from the free throw line, but overall they're shooting less. As a team, Newfield's shooting less than 50%. So how they get this far into a playoff without being able to make free throws, but again, it depends on who's shooting the free throws. They've gotten some pressure defense and a nice interception by Lindsay Wood, and that shows why she's one of the leaders in steals. She saved the pass. So there's some pressing going on here that Unitigo's going to have to deal with, and this is what got Newfield over the hump against Lansing. Inside, there's a steal by Menina. The drive by Kirsten Sin. She didn't take into account the weak side help from Sarah Menina. So Talbot, double-teamed to Manzanero, driving in, goes up, and too hard off the backboard. Missed, and Pakula rebounds. She'll bring it up herself. It's a two-on-two. She's going inside of Menina. Menina will be called for the block. She was going for the offensive foul, and I believe this one's before the shot. It's on the floor. Oh, okay, my mistake. It did go in, but it looked like an early foul. Well, let's correct myself here. Menina with the first foul. Pakula with the basket and the free throw. So that makes it 5-0. Newfield making the opening statement and now pressing on defense. Talbot, high pass to Foster. Gets away from the defense. Down underneath is Marissa Woodard. She gets blocked on one shot. The next shot is up and good. Marissa Woodard stayed with it. Pakula trying to play the defense on her. 5-2. Good pass there by Foster. A left-handed shot, Packler too hard. From behind the shot by Wood that missed, that was Lindsey Wood. Her shot a little too strong. 5-2. Here comes Menina up the floor, guarded by guarded by Erica. And there's a turnaround by Woodard again. I meant to say Carney. They passed it into Woodard again, this time from the right side. So Marissa Woodard is starting out very effective as the post player. A nice give and go, backdoor play, off the rim, no good by Carney. She and Pakula worked a nice two-man play, but the layup was missed. Manzanero put the ball on the floor, and right away Lindsey Wood got a hand on it. Somehow Talbot gets it back, her shot off the back iron. Rebound by Foster, who puts it back up, and she's fouled on the play by Kirsten Sin of Newfield. That will be the first foul against Newfield. Student section for Unitigo is alive and well. So at the line, Robin Foster, not getting to the line very much this year, but improving as she's gone on, makes the first one. Robin, one of the four seniors in the starting lineup, third-year varsity player. That ties the game at 5. There's our first tie of the ball game. And for those of you rooting for Newfield, I try to keep track of ties and lead changes. And we have our first tie and now our first lead change as Unitigo takes their first lead. They've scored 6 in a row. There's a shot from the right baseline missed, and Foster rebounds for Unitigo, but she doesn't get it easily. It's stolen away. And there's a lot of physical play right now. A traveling violation will be called on Rebecca Wood. And that's after several bodies were bumped and sent to the floor. I see Bob Conway is here checking this game out, coach of Bainbridge Guilford, who had a team of very inexperienced players and made it all the way to the quarterfinals of Section 4. Nice give and go to Manzanero. Short pass to Foster. Too hard on the shot, and a putback by Marissa Woodard. 8-5 is the score. It's Marissa Woodard from the field and Robin Foster from the line. There goes Lindsey Wood in there. Very reckless. No call either way. Menina and Wood both wound up on the floor. No call either way. Woodard inside, and there's a foul before Woodard can take the shot. On the entry pass, that's going to be on Megan Pakula. And this will be interesting to see if the officials will be calling this as in letting them play. Pass into Foster on the inbound. The shot is way off the mark. Ricochet. Foster kept with it and shot and missed. And it's out of bounds. It will be Newfield ball. Newfield ball off the hands of Marissa Woodard. 8-5. An interesting 8-point turnaround. It was 5-0 Newfield in the first minute of play. It's now 8-5 with 4:25 to go. Unitigo leads that has scored 8 in a row. Carney, a pass to the right side for Rebecca Wood, who lets it fly. Looks, she missed a shot earlier there on the last possession, made it work this time. It's 8-7. Looks like her favorite spot. Menina and Talbot playing pass and catch. Menina gets by the defense. Oh, the pass down to the left for Foster is kicked away by Lindsey Wood. And I'll tell you what, you have those kind of players that you just don't want to pass even near them. Lindsey Wood has that reach and instinct for the ball. Manzanero inside to Foster, too hard, and Marissa Woodard again with the offensive rebound. Marissa Woodard with 8 points. It's 10-7 Unitigo. The unlikely scoring source for Unitigo is letting it fly. Marissa Woodard leading her team to a 10-7 lead, 3:53 to go, a short timeout. You're listening to the Class C Girls Section 4 semifinal on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
We're back, and after that short timeout, Lindsey Wood lets it fly from the foul line, but way off the mark to the left side. It's out of bounds. It'll be Unitigo's ball. 3:42 to go in the first quarter. 10-7 Spartans lead if you're just tuning in, and some people are just logging in from as far away as Bradenton, Florida. Welcome there. Casey Manzanero, 15-footer from the left side around the rim. Oh, it bounced way up and came down smoothly through the net. So it's 12-7 in that 5-point lead for Unitigo, their largest of the ball game. And that's a 12-2 run for you mathematicians, because Newfield had led 5-0 early. Carney drives in, knocks over Sarah Menina, and that's where Menina's expertise takes over. She tried it the first time and it was not in the right position, got called for the block. This time Carney gets called on the offensive foul as she ran smack dab into Sarah Menina, who was taking it from much bigger girls than her. It's turned into an art form for her. Woodard, down low to Manzanero. She's trapped down there in the baseline. Ball, there's Lindsay Wood again with the steal. Up ahead to Pakula, the stop and pop. It's good. Megan Pakula with 5 points in this quarter to lead Newfield, who trails 12-9. Kayla Talbot over to Menina. Long pass to Foster. Had a hard time hanging on to it. And guess who makes the steal? Yep, Lindsay Wood. She's already got her three that she averages. I'm amazed and impressed. 2:26 to play. Backing in is Pakula, but she never gets closer than the foul line. A bank shot. Kirsten Sin. Intentional or not, we don't know, but it's 12-11. It looked like it was intentional. Oh, Casey Manzanero, mental blunder. She had gotten the ball at half court, pivoted around and thought she had an open teammate against the press, but nope. She double clutched and that was a travel. So now Newfield can take their first lead since they had a 5-4 lead as we approach the 2:05 mark of the first quarter. Lots of points in this opening stanza. Manzanero nearly a steal. Now with help from Talbot, she does get a Sarah Menina gets credit for the steal. And there's a reach-in foul on Pakula, and that's two on Megan Pakula. We'll have to see if Coach Gary Emerson is going to go to his bench. And at this point, no. So up on the press is Erica Carney. Talbot and Menina now to the central area, and that's Manzanero. Woodard, she's in a pickle, but banks it, no good. Rebound is up for grabs. And it's a tie-out between Foster and Pakula, and they look like the two most aggressive players on the court already. I do not know Ms. Pakula, but just the way I've seen her play, she's very much like Robin Foster, who I've seen several times and know she's very aggressive. So Pakula sits on the bench after that jump ball and her second foul. Number five, Mariah Bird, just an eighth grader coming into the game, and she automatically runs the point. Driving in is a too hard on the shot is Rebecca Wood. Break for Unitigo, I'll tell you. And there's, wait, steal for Rebecca Wood. She puts it up way off the mark and Menina rebounds. Off to Talbot. I was going to say, the first play with the eighth grader Bird in there, it was like magic. Rebecca Wood had a layup, but she shot it too hard. Foster threw a double team, still stumbling around. And on the floor, the ball gets loose, and two players are on the floor still. It's Bird to the right side for Rebecca Wood. She's going to hoist it for three. No good. And Woodard rebounds for the Lady Spartans. We're under a minute to go in the first quarter. Menina up the floor on the left side. Carney going for the steal to no avail. It's Talbot on the right wing. Carney chases her down. Foster in the corner. Underneath, right through the hands of Woodard. Taken away by Rebecca Wood. So she gives it off to Mariah Bird. This ought to be good. 38 seconds to go. This is a chance for Newfield. The Trojans to take the lead. Down underneath, Rebecca Wood is wide open. She turns around. It's off the rim, though. Loose ball, and it's Woodard with a recovery. Unitigo can play for the last shot. Manzanero over half court. She has not been a factor on the offense yet. Talbot, left side baseline, is way off the mark. Foster catches the air ball on the other side. Cross court to Talbot. She's open again off the back of the rim. Woodard, and a put back by Marissa Woodard. Gives her 10 points in this quarter. There's 7 seconds to go. They're going to get the ball up the floor as fast as they can. Bird not even looking at the clock for some reason, totally unaware of the time remaining. That was kind of strange that Newfield had 7 seconds and didn't advance the ball. But
What a first quarter we've had. 14-11 in favor of Unitigo as we have an exciting first quarter in the books now of the Class C Section 4 Girls Semifinal from Unitigo on your local sports leader, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Back to the action where Unitigo has control of the ball and the game right now at 14-11. They get over half court, no problem. Sarah Menina for three. Bada bing, she's got it. Sarah Menina with her first basket. And remember, in some of the key games that were victorious for Unitigo when it really counted, she shot very well from the outside, averaging only 7 points a game. There's a nice maneuver for a shot by number 15, Lindsay Wood, but she came up empty. Recovery by the eighth grade girl, Mariah Bird. I got to stop saying eighth grader because it looks like she's a player. And now a foul inside on the turnaround by Erica Carney. That's going to go on Kayla Talbot, and very non-Talbot-like or un-Talbot-like to have two quick fouls by this point of the ball game. So at the line is Erica Carney. She made 2 for 2 in the first quarter, and this is one of the few girls on Newfield that has this telescopic range from the foul line. She's 3 for 3, and every shot has looked exactly the same. No dribble, just puts the hand on the right spot, shoots, and scores it. She's 4 for 4 from the line. 17-13. So the six-point lead, briefly, was Unitigo's best. Manzanero to Talbot on the left wing. Downs pass to Foster. She throws it into Woodard. The turnaround is way too hard. And the rebound by Carney. Up the left side, Manzanero stepping in front. There will be no shot. Manzanero with her first foul. And as anybody who's followed Unitigo knows, Casey Manzanero also, like Robin Foster, very prone to quick fouls and fouls in succession. She's got to be careful not to get them in succession like Megan Pakula did. There's a shot put up and missed by number 23, Kirsten Sin. Again, the bank shot not kind. So it's 17-13, Woodard rebound for Unitigo, and the kick by Carney. This man-to-man defense for Newfield is impressive. Now I see why they beat Lansing. They don't give up any easy passes. So Menina into the corner for Foster. Double team. Pass inside. Knocked away by Rebecca Wood. She got inside, and now a Woodard retaliation foul as the ball went over to Rebecca's twin sister, Lindsay Wood. So between the two of those girls, there is some defensive intensity. It's got another sub. Anastasia Moynihan, a junior, coming in for Newfield, replacing Kirsten Sin. Moynihan, a junior, Sin sitting down. She's a senior. 6.5 to go in the first half, 17-13. Nice drive in by Megan Pakula, who's back in the game. Too hard off the glass by a left-handed shot. That's one thing Newfield has not done very well, is shoot close in the basket. They've been way too strong. And a shot by Menina for three. No good this time. Foster keeps it alive, puts it back up. No good. Foster going in for a rebound, and there goes her aggressiveness again. She's going to get called for the foul. But that's only one. The MAC championship game, she stayed foul-free in the first quarter, but by the end of the half, she had three and had to sit down. So Cassidy Newman,
sophomore super sub for Unitigo comes in replacing Marissa Woodard, who's got a game-high 10 points. It's still 17-13. The scoring has withered quite a bit. Talbot backing in is Carney. Carney again backing in and is going to be called for the foul. Talbot held her ground, and there was just a little bit too much pushing off by Carney. She got away with it the first time she tried it, but not the second time. And everybody has said the IAC plays a much more aggressive type of game, and right now this is certainly evidence of it. And there's a steal. And a hold will be called on Manzanero, and again, a case in point. Casey had the ball. Rebecca Wood tried to pull it away from her. Manzanero commits the foul. And there are two subs coming in now for Newfield. Number 20 is Angela Ferrara, a junior. 23, Kirsten Sin replaces. Looks like replaces Erica Carney. So she gets a break. 5:43 to go. That's already the seventh team foul on Unitigo. So it's 1-1 time for Rebecca Wood, who's got 2 points in the game and now gets a 1-1. Newfield 5-for-5 so far from the line. Make it 6-for-6. So their cumulative stats are less than 50%, but so far three players have combined to make 6. And now 7. 4 points for Rebecca Wood, 5:43 to go. The game tightened up a little bit more now. It's 17-15. Unitigo's only points, a three-pointer by Sarah Menina that gave them a six-point lead. Talbot over to the right side. There's Menina. Cross-court pass to Manzanero. Down low to Newman. And the put-up is good. She hesitated once, had the shot blocked, stayed with it. Newman with the basket. It's 19-15. Newfield with the ball. Pakula driving in hard. It will be called for the offensive foul. And that's going to be 3 on Pakula. And as the still the high scorer for this team, but with 5 points, but that's her third. That's inviting trouble. She'll come out replaced by Mariah Bird. As we also say hello to South New Berlin, who says go Casey Manzanero, Staten Island, Wellesley, Massachusetts tonight, and Windsor, New York. Cassidy Newman deep in the right corner. Got a pass partially blocked to Menina. Back to Manzanero. Out to Menina, who's on the right wing. Back to Manzanero. Open for three. Takes it in. Way short. She got bumped after the shot. No call. The rebound by Newfield. They trail by 4. 19-15 with 4:50 to play. Bird to the right wing for Sin. Sin, that's S-I-double-N. Sin shot is blocked by Newman. But a putback missed by Lindsay Wood, I'm sorry. Why did I say Logan? And there's going to be a fresh 30-second clock for Newfield as the ball went out of bounds with Unitigo folks not happy. Referees are conferring what's happening here, and I looked down to make sure the name, I knew Logan was wrong, Lindsay Wood. And when I did that, something happened on the court, so I can't actually give you a recap. Pass comes way out. The drive is up and good for Angela Ferrara. So it looks like a good balanced effort by Newfield is keeping it close at 19-17. Unitigo has not really gotten into their groove yet offensively and is still trying to figure out defensively how to stop this team. The only one really stopping them is Newfield themselves, missing shots inside. Talbot trying to go around a screen, gives it to Manzanero. Drives left. She's got a shot. Puts up, no good, gets her own rebound, goes up, and it sinks through the basket. Manzanero went way high on the backboard, and it came right through cleanly. 21-17, it remains a four-point game. Driving in is Ferrara, and she makes it happen again. Angelina Ferrara with back-to-back layups. 21-19, 3:45 to go in the first half. Menina back to Manzanero, very close to the half-court line. I don't know if she knew it. Cross-court to Talbot. Talbot looks diamond pass there to Foster. The turnaround, no good. Rebound, Newman battling for it with Wood. It's going to stay. No, it's going to go over to Newfield. Newman let it go, thinking it was going to be their ball. All right. Manzanera will sit down right now. She's got two fouls, replaced by junior Courtney Bullis for the Unitigo Spartans. 21-19, Newfield can now take the lead or at least tie it with a basket here. Rebecca Wood, a give and go. It's Sin from the baseline. No good. Ball is rebounded by Newman. Good timing by Cassidy Newman, because that ball was literally up for grabs, and she went to the right place. Talbot at the top of the key. Over to Menina. Right wing is Newman. Back out Menina. Diamond pass over there diagonally to Bullis. Right back to Talbot. Talbot, long pass, but not long enough. It's picked off in flight by Lindsay Wood. The layup is good, and she's fouled. We got a tie game at 21. The foul will be on Courtney Bullis, who was simply trying to stop the freight train that was Lindsay Wood. So Wood with yet another steal. And Coach Emerson wants a timeout, so let's take that break. It is 21-all, 2:50 to play in the first half. Section 4 of playoff basketball continues on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sidney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. The three-point play attempt by Lindsay Wood is good. And what do you know? Newfield comes into a strange gym and goes 8 for 8. Kayla Talbot all the way up the floor. Nobody guarding her. Finally at the foul line. She turns and gives it to Casey Manzanero. A triple team. A strip by Wood to Bird. Up the right side, she's going to sidestep Menina and score. Mariah Bird, very savvy court play, because Sarah Menina looked like she wanted to brace for the impact, and it never came. Nice play by Bird. Into the corner for Foster. Down low for Newman. Newman knocked over by Kirsten Sin. And I'm not sure if that's the seventh or the sixth team foul. For Sin, that's her first. Yep, that's number seven. So Cassidy Newman goes to the line. It's a seven-point swing. Manzanero comes out on the offense-defense switch with Courtney Bullis, and the timeout asked for by Coach Greg Bonskowski. So 2:16 to go in the first half. 24-21 Newfield will have free throws for Unitigo when we come back.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sidney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sidney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sidney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sidney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sidney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Cassidy Newman, sophomore at the line, shooting 1-1. She made the first one. Here is the second one. It's up, and it is no good. First miss for either side tonight after 11 consecutive free throws. Applause by yours truly. Nice job. 24-22, Newfield. Ferreira, who came off the bench and had two layups, is back by half court, and she gets the ball knocked away by Menina, goes past half court. There's a steal by Bullock. Right back to Sarah Menina. She's going to pass it all the way over to Talbot. Right side, it's short. She gets her own rebound, puts it up, missed it. Rebound, Newman puts it up, and she is fouled on the putback. The first thing you got to do is credit Kayla Talbot for following her own shot. It missed back to her. She shot again, and then Cassidy Newman had the rebound on the far side. So here comes Newman again at the free throw line to shoot two. The first one is good. So 4 points for Cassidy. Unitego trailing by one. We've had two ties and two lead changes. Shot is up, and it's good. Tied again at 24. So it's Ferreira up the floor, guarded by Menina. She lost the ball, and it's almost stolen away by Talbot. Bird, quick pass over to Ferreira. Now they go cross-court to Bird. One bounce and back over to Ferreira. They try the left side now. Rebecca Wood back to Ferreira. One dribble and done. Bird is back at near half court. And now it's Wood who lets it fly. Rebecca Wood missed it. Inside, her sister Lindsay missed it. The ball is free. It is Talbot with a rebound. Again, Newfield missing many shots inside. Sarah Menina thought about a three but didn't take it. Bullish. Right back to Sarah Menina. She's at the top of the key running the offense. A minute four to play in the half. Menina drives in and got the ball blocked away. I think that was Lindsay Wood in there again knocking it away. My goodness, she is one to watch defensively. Menina into the corner for Foster. And off of Foster's cheek. And again, Lindsay Wood had something to do with that. She played denied defense. It flicked off her hand and then hit Robin in the cheek. So we're under a minute, 24-24 tie. Ferreira, oh, not a good ball handler. And there's a steal by Bullock. Bullock to Menina. Menina fakes the shot, goes inside with the drive, and is dunked. But all they do is call out of bounds. She was clotheslined. And the official simply called out of bounds. Well, this is, I'm hearing this is how IAC basketball works. I'm not saying the MAC doesn't do it, but because we've had some real, physical games. But this is the most I've seen it at Unitego. Talbot to Menina, right back to Talbot. She swings it to the top of the key. Long pass down underneath Newman. Nice pass up and no good. Rebound Lindsay Wood. Nice rebound by Wood in traffic. 24-24 tie. The shot clock not quite in sync with the game clock. About a second difference. Talbot, oh my gosh, there was a loose ball. Talbot didn't know it was there. Break for Newfield. Rebecca Wood missed it. Newman with a block. 14 seconds to go. Outlet pass to Menina. It's a three-on-two. Menina with 10 seconds to go. She'll take it for three. Off the mark. Rebound. Tap from behind. And now a foul on the retribution of the rebound. That's going to be on Courtney Bullis. That's her second. Boy, has it gotten physical. What happened down in front of me on the Unitego side defensively is that Kayla Talbot had a successful deflection, but she did not know that the ball was just bouncing right behind her. And that's what started the whole thing. And the shot put up and missed with the shot put up by Anastasia Moynihan, who has the first miss now for Newfield, the last one and one that could be shot by Newfield, and the rebound by Cassidy Newman, and she was in position in front of Rebecca Wood, who tried to reach over her, and Cassidy held her spot and now gets another one and one, the last one and one of the game in the first half. She misses. Rebound up and in by Robin Foster. Her offensive rebound gets it to go just before the buzzer. And Robin Foster's first basket is so timely, as that gives us our third lead change in Unitego right before the buzzer. The referees say it is good, and it's 26-24 Unitego. Oh, my goodness. And we're going to step away, take a break, and when we come back, a very special interview with a very special state champion, Kevin Thayer of Unitego. So stick around. It is the Class C Section 4 Girls semifinal game on your local sports leader, WCDL.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravido people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravido, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at mangeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. Our Morabito Halftime Report brought to you by the fine folks at Morabito Energy Products for 85 years. Putting customers first by delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-H-E-A-T. We won't recap the scoring for you at this time, but Unitigo does lead Newfield on that buzzer beater by Robin Foster. The score 26-24, and it takes good teamwork to be a Section 4 basketball champion, but when it comes to being a state wrestling champion, it takes great individual effort. We're joined by Kevin Thayer and Ryan Marzell, who are Ryan placed fifth in his weight class, and Kevin Thayer was the champion of his. And the ironic thing, Kevin, first of all, congratulations, and second of all, the fact that you did not win the Section 4 championship. I've said, like, the Unitigo girls lost in the MAC to Unadilla Valley. I said that's incentive to do well in sectionals. You don't get really penalized. Same with you. You got that wild card thing. You actually, I looked at the bracket. You were seated third, right behind the kid from CV, so you never met him. Take us through real quick your progression match by match.
Started off in sectionals. I had a real tough semis match. I fought through that, won that one. Then I had another tough finals match where I lost to Kyle Holiday from Shenango Valley.
Right.
And I was hoping to get the wild card. I got the wild card, and then for next 2 weeks, we trained to beat the one kid that I lost to in the finals, Kyle Holiday. We were hoping to see him again in states.
Okay.
And got to states, wrestled my first two matches, won them. And if Kyle Holiday would have won, I would have saw him in the semis, but he lost. So.
Right. So you move on to a guy who's from Phoenix, and I was mentioning to you off the air, I know Gene Mills, the coach. I played golf with him, but more importantly, he was a Syracuse wrestling legend, and he's had that Phoenix program sky high for many, many years. Teaches that cradle like nobody's business, and your opponent had that great cradle. You stayed out of it, and you did the unthinkable in a state wrestling final where it's the best of the best. You pulled off a late-second move. Talk about that for a second.
Coach has told me all day, just watch his cradle. And knew it was coming. He's good at it. He caught me in it. And I knew I was down the last 30 seconds, I think, and I just had to get out and put my mind to it and broke out and got a reversal.
Well, were you thinking escape, or were you thinking you had to turn him and get the points, or were you trying to think about overtime?
I pretty much knew I had to get out of the cradle. That's all I knew at the time.
And okay.
I did that, and I just wound up on top.
The way you put it in the paper, it's like all those hours over here in the wrestling room as a little guy and all that were really worth it. And is that where the instinct kicks in, or did you hear your coach Hamilton say anything? Was it you? Did you think about it yourself, or did you hear the coach talk about it? About the reversal, about knowing what to do at that time.
Right. I was taught through Pee Wee's the best way to get out of a cradle is not to get in one.
Right.
And if you're in one, you just got to fight. It's all brute to get out.
Well, senior, you go out as a winner. Congratulations. One last question. How much weight have you gained since Saturday?
I'm probably putting on about 5 or 6 pounds.
I've talked to many wrestling champs that have to save the habits. All right, give it to Ryan here for a second. Ryan, now you're with a sophomore, so you've got more time. You've learned a huge lesson on what to do, what not to do. You feel like you're in what weight class are you?
I wrestled 182 last weekend.
Do you think you're going to get bigger? Do you think what's your goal?
I'm
going
to be looking to come back at 170 next year because I was wrestling light this year, okay. And hopefully can do what Kevin did.
Well, and that's, keep that going. He's the fourth state champion after Nick Mushasvili at Sherwood. Andrew Sherwood, I almost lost a good friend of mine, Andrew Sherwood, and then, of course, John Leach, who all I've interviewed, and you might be the next one that interview. Is this something you do year-round? Is this a year-round passion for you, wrestling?
That's
what it takes to be a state champion. Well, fifth-place match, I won't talk about how you lost or anything, but what was your best match that you feel you did?
Probably my quarterfinals match. I was about 11 seconds away from losing, and kid gets an escape. He's up 2-1. Got 11 seconds left. I hit a duck under and take him down.
Okay. What are your favorite moves, or is it something?
It was just there.
Okay.
Just instinctive.
Well, Ryan, with a fifth place finish with 2 years to go, and Kevin Thayer, of course, with a state championship as a senior, congratulations to both of you. I wish I had more time, but it's as good as it gets, so congratulations to both of you, and best of luck to Unitigo Wrestling in the future.
Thank you.
All right, Kevin Thayer and Ryan Marzell, very good. And we're going to take a quick break and come back for the second half. It is 26-24, Unitigo over Newfield right now, but lots to go in the second half. You're listening to the Bravado Energy Products Halftime Show on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
We're specialists in you, Robert Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
When you go to a local ball game or a school concert or play, you're supporting your children and your community. When you give to the local hospital fundraising and other local charitable groups, you're contributing to the quality of all our lives. Right beside you, you'll find our member owners and our credit union's resources working for the life we live and helping to make it better. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, we are back to the second half now, and Unitigo spreading the court because this Newfield defense is very, very hustling and intimidating. It is Kayla Talbot with a right wing shot. It's good! Kayla Talbot not counted on to score a lot. Every so often, she pops that 10, 12, 15-footer, and she was wide open for it. Now Unitingo has changed into a 2-3 zone. Lots of things changing in the second half. The shot is up, and a bank shot put up and in by Kirsten Sin. Her second basket of the game. Seven players have combined for 26 Newfield points. Talbot is at the top of the key. They give her a little room. Now Pakula is guarding her. Oh, Talbot with a last-second change of direction pass to Manzanero. Her shot misses. Woodard kept the ball alive, but it's Pakula. And the outlet pass comes up to Carney. The left-hand layup is good. I should say left-handed layup with the right hand. It's now 28-28, and that's our fourth tie of the ball game. It is Manzanero to Menina. Robin Foster driving in, and the ball knocked away by Kirsten Sin. She tried to bounce it across the key to Marissa Woodard. Again, passes like that do not do well when you're playing Newfield. They have this way. Woodard in the corner. Passes out to Manzanero. Back open to Talbot. She's wide open. Now she does a runner. Bank shot no good. Tried to keep it alive. Rebound Carney. Carney up the right side. It's a two-on-two. Carney. Cross-court pass to Rebecca Wood. Her shot is good, and Newfield takes the lead. Rebecca Wood with 6 points. Menina and Talbot out front along with Manzanero. It's Robin Foster and Marissa Woodard underneath for the Spartans. Manzanero to Foster, driving in. The left hand is short. Rebound is Pakula. Pakula with a 3-on-2 right now. Pakula to the right side for Wood. Rebecca Wood again with a shot. Missed it. Wood with Woodard with a rebound. We have Woods and Woodard. Oh, yikes. In the corner, Manzanero down low. Bad pass for Foster, but she somehow gets it back. In the corner, wide open. Manzanero, 10-footer. It's good. Casey Manzanero with 6 points, and we're tied again at 30. This is playoff basketball at its ultimate best. 30-30, 5:40 to go in the third quarter. 2-3 zone defense by Unitigo. Down low, that's stolen by Manzanero. Talbot gets the outlet pass. Needs some help, goes to Sarah Menina. She's up the left side, crossing half court now with 5:27 left. A 30-30 tie. Talbot wide open, top of the key. Back to Menina. Menina to the high post to Manzanero. She's going to drive in, and the layup is good. Casey Manzanero decided to go all the way to the bucket. The drive is good. Another lead change, 32-30, a four-point mini run for the Spartans. High post pass, and now a three-pointer by Pakula way off the mark, and Woodard almost unaware that it was going to come out hard off the backboard. 32-30, Spartans by two. Talbot to Menina, top of the key. She's wide open. She'll take the three, and it's no good. Woodard backs off at the right time, lest she get called with a foul. Here comes Lindsay Wood, driving up hard. Oh, knocked over Manzanero, no call. Rebecca Wood, a three-pointer, no good. Tap by Manzanero, and she gets a spin move and holds on to the ball. I don't know how she did that. 4.5 to play, 32-30. Talbot into the double team. Now it's Woodard in the corner. That's not a place she likes to be. Tip to Foster. Almost a steal there by Carney. It's Menina wide open for a three right side. It's short. Rebound Manzanero. Goes in. Short shot is good. Casey Manzanero with 6 points in this quarter. She's got 10 overall. It's now 34-30 in favor of Unitigo. And this 2-3 zone has been effective for Unitigo so far. It's the fast break points they haven't been able to prevent. Driving in is Lindsay Wood, and she is fouled on the way to the basket. She did put the ball up, so it'll constitute two free throws, and that's Marissa Woodard's first foul. Nobody with more than two for Unitigo. Newfield not so lucky. They've got Megan Pakula with 3 fouls, and she is their mover and shaker. And after making the first 11 free throws for Newfield, or I should say the first 8, they missed their last one of the second of the first half on a 1-1. And Lindsay Wood misses the first one by an air ball, the second one. Second one is also no good. Woodard boxes out for the rebound. The outlet to Menina. Cross court to Manzanero. She comes up the right side, now floats toward the middle. Stops at the double team. Menina for three, left side. It's off the mark, and Woodard chasing it down in the corner. Nice hustle, but she turned around and just flung it with no one to fling it to. So the steal by Lindsey Wood, driving in hard, an offensive foul on Erica Carney. This time it's Casey Manzanero taking the charge. Erica Carney was headed on a diagonal path to the left side of the basket, and Casey Manzanero stood right there and braced for impact. 34-30 with 3.5 to go. It's Unitico by 4. They have led by as much as 6. Newfield's led by as much as 5. One of those games. There's a nice steal by Erica Carney. She'll get another chance. Here she comes and scores over Menina this time. Carney, a little bit more finesse on that transition. 34-32. 2-3 zone defense for both teams. It is Talbot, top of the key. To the left side, she's going to drive in. The floater is good! Kayla Talbot! A nice move against the zone. It's 36-32, Spartans by 4. Nearly a steal by Foster, driving in Lindsey Wood. She goes up, and it goes in, and foul is on Marissa Woodard. That's 2 in a row. 2 in a row on Marissa Woodard. So at the line to convert the three-point play is number 15, Lindsey Wood, who missed her 2 free throws moments ago. And it looks like a timeout asked for by Coach Greg Bonskowski. First one of the quarter, I'm surprised. 2:46 to go in the third quarter. Unitico 36, Newfield 34. We got a free throw to shoot when we come back.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And a miss by Wood, so she's missed 3 in a row, but has a basket in between that. It's 36-34. The Newfield going back to some human percentages for these free throws. Driving in is Talbot. Again, a little runner, just short, and it's Woodard. Woodard's going to throw it right back to Manzanero to start the new shot clock. Down to Foster. She's alone, right side baseline shot missed. Rebound Woodard. She taps it up once, twice, puts it up, misses. Rebound by Rebecca Wood inside of Marissa. How'd she get inside there? 36-34 with 2:12 to go. Chance for Newfield as they call out the play. It's Megan Pakula back at the nearly a steal by Kayla Talbot. Oh, my goodness. Dangerous pass by Angelina Ferrara, who has come into the game replacing Erica Carney. Carney with 2 fouls, by the way. Pakula is back with 3 fouls, but she is the point guard. To the left side for Ferrara. Now it's in the corner. Wide open, Rebecca Wood for 3. Missed it. Rebound Manzanero. Manzanero up the floor. Long pass up to Menina. Knocked away by, do I need to say it? Lindsey Wood. We want to welcome the listeners, the logger honors from Spencer Van Etten from Ocoee, Florida, and by way up there in Messina, New York. It's cold up there, I'll bet. 1:45 to play. Unitico leads 36-34. A shot. No, it's a pass put up by Manzanero to Woodard, and the turnaround is good. Marissa Woodard had not scored since late in the first quarter. She had 10 first-quarter points, which really helped Unitico get away from a 5-0 deficit to a 10-5 lead. There's a steal by Manzanero defensively. So a turnover. Again, this 2-3 defense seems to be working for Coach Greg Bonskowski. Now, this is a team that relies on the man-to-man defense, but they have adapted to a zone very well. Talbot running in and is going to be called for the travel. Yeah, that was a pretty obvious call for those of us sitting here in the stands. She came around the screen, was wide open cutting to the basket, but she couldn't hang on to the ball, and she ran with it. So 38-34, the clock cut down to 1:02 in the third period. Ferrara, bounce pass out front to Kirsten Sin, over to the right wing where Pakula is now. And the pass, dangerous as it is, gets away from Pakula. It's out of bounds. Pakula started it on the right wing. She passed to the high post. Somebody from Unitico knocked it away, came back. It ricocheted through 3 people and through Pakula's hands. It took a most unlikely journey from its origin. That sounds almost scientific. 38-34 with 45 seconds to go. Talbot driving in again, but she's double-teamed. Kicks it out to Menina. Swings it over to Manzanero. That's on the right wing. Foster backing in, and the turnaround is no off the iron. Woodard with a rebound. Throws it out to Talbot, who just avoids a backcourt violation. Woodard trying to post low. She's got to stay out of 3 seconds. Now she's out of there. And Sarah Menina will swing it around off a screen on the right. Back to Manzanero. 18 seconds with 14 on the shot clock. It is Talbot to Foster. Three-pointer is no good. And Menina reaching in a little late, trying to get the ball away from Erica Carney, who would come back in the game. So that's two on Sarah Menina. There are a slew of Unitico Spartans with two fouls. Kayla Talbot, Casey Manzanero, Courtney Bullis, Sarah Menina, and Marissa Woodard, but nobody has three. High post pass. Now a three-point shot by Lindsey Wood. No good. Rebound Manzanero. 2 seconds to go. They will not get a shot off, and they don't want to get a shot off at this point. Unitico nudging out from a two-point halftime lead. They have a four-point third-quarter lead. The fourth quarter ahead with lots of thrills and chills in store. You can be sure of that. It is the Section 4 Class C Girls semifinal. The winner to go to the Broome County Arena on Saturday. You're listening to it live on your local sports leader, WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, we missed the first possession. They got back sooner than we wanted. Newfield had two shots at the basket and missed. Talbot over to the right side. Menina for three, cranking it, but it's short. Rebound by Lindsey Wood. 38-34. We're already 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. Megan Pakula driving in hard, but lost control of the basketball. And it'll stay Newfield's ball. Cassidy Newman in the ball game. Let it go. Let it bounce out of bounds. And it was Newfield's ball. It would have been Unitigo's had she just simply grabbed it. Inbounds comes to Sin. Her bank shot misses. Rebound Robin Foster. Outlets to Menina. Oh, nearly a steal by Carney. I'm telling you, nobody has contested the rebound and outlet pass like this Newfield team. They're now in a 1-3-1 zone press defense that has Carney up top. It has Sin and both Woods up front. No, and Lindsey Wood is back on this. Pakula is in the middle of the 1-3-1. Now they go back into a half court. And nearly a steal. No, there is a steal. Pakula up ahead to an open Carney. The right-hand layup is good. Erica Carney with 10 points. First one for Newfield to reach double digits. 38-36. Talbot. Talbot cross-court to Menina. Menina over to Manzanero on the right wing. Going to drive in. Bounce pass low to Newman. Goes up and scores it. And she was fouled. Cassidy Newman put it up so gently. It almost didn't look like a shot. But it went through and the foul is on Lindsey Wood. And I've got her down for two, but the score clock has her down for one. So we'll stay with that because that's more official. Newman trying to put the three-point play in the books, and she does. So that makes it an odd number. She's got 10 points. 41-36, quickly down court. A missed shot. Now it's Pakula, the left-hand layup. She draws the foul. She was very wild in that attempt. And that might be four or three on Casey Manzanero. And that, I think, is one thing Newfield wants to do. They want to try to get Manzanero in foul trouble. But I take that back. It was a 2-4, not a 1-4. So Cassidy Newman's first foul, that's really not that big of a deal because that's only one on Cassidy. Meanwhile, Megan Pakula, who had 5 first-quarter points but had foul trouble and had to sit down, misses the first free throw. So from 8 to 8, they're 0-for-6, now 1-for-7. 6 points for Pakula. The drought of missed free throws is done. Talbot and Menina try to work the ball up against this 1-3-1, and Talbot goes all the way down. Now underneath this, Foster, it goes up, and oh, they say it doesn't count. The foul was on the floor before the shot, and the referee was decisive about it. So that's only the second foul on, or the third team foul on Newfield, but that's 3 on Kirsten Sin. So I had her down for 1. It would have been 2. It's actually 3 now. Cross court to Kayla Talbot. Left baseline shot is short. Rebound. Nobody's got it. It's going to stay. Well, the referee looked like he changed his mind in mid-stroke there. He was going to point Newfield's way, and he suddenly wheeled and went in Unitigo's way. I don't know whose ball it was. It was tough to call. 6:22 to go in this game. Menina circles all the way around from the left baseline to the top of the key. It's now Talbot's ball on the right wing against this 2-3 zone defense. She floats her way toward the middle. 18 on the shot clock. Menina down in the corner. They go low to Newman. And she's fouled. She was trying to back her way to get a decent shot because she was directly under the basket. But that foul is going to go on Rebecca Wood, and I have her down for 3. And so does the clock. So does the scoreboard. All right, so Menina into the corner, but dangerous pass knocked away by Rebecca Wood. 41-37, 6:03 left in this ball game. They go way up high for Talbot. Talbot trying to dribble through. Passes to Newman, sort of. Now it's Manzanero, double team off to Talbot. Fakes the 3. Shot clock continues to wind down. It's now at 17. Menina to high post for Foster. It's off the mark. Rebound by Carney. 41-37. And a steal by Talbot. Can she finish? She goes up, and it's too hard. Rebound by Pakula. On her the fly. It's a 4-on-2 to the right side for Rebecca Wood. Her shot misses. Rebound Lindsay Wood, and she's blocked on the baseline by Cassidy Newman. Lindsay Wood knew where she wanted to go. She went along the right baseline. Newman didn't quite steal her off. And that's a foul on Newman, her second foul. Inbounds to Pakula. Top of the key, Lindsay Wood. They work it around to Rebecca Wood, left side. Around the rim, no good. And a rebound by Carney, put up and missed. Rebound Manzanero. Off to Menina. She's running the floor and seeing where everybody is. No danger to pass it yet. Menina works it against Carney. Carney, and now it's passed back to Talbot. 15 on the shot clock. The fake right and passes to the left, Menina or Manzanero, and the pass goes off somebody's foot. And it now to Newman. Newman kicks it out to Menina for 3. Big shot. It's no good. Rebound, Cassidy Newman. And she puts it back up. Way off the mark. I think she panicked as to what to do, pass or shoot. 4:44 to go. Still a 4-point game. Blocked by Manzanero. Underneath, a block by Manzanero, but a steal by Carney, and she scores it. Oh, they're letting these girls play. Erica Carney mugging Manzanero and got the ball back and turned around and scored it. 41-39. Pass to Manzanero. Now down low to Newman. Right to Foster. Foul line shot is off the mark. And the wide rebound goes to nobody until Robin Foster runs over and picks it up. And there's a foul. Now there's a reach-in foul called on Carney, her third. I could not get over down low where Casey Manzanero got a rebound. She got squeezed by 2 players and tried to outlet and got knocked to the floor. The ball went free. Carney scored the layup. Well, they're playing it rough both ways, no doubt. 41-39. 4:14 to play in this regulation. It's the Section 4 playoff semifinals. Unitigo by 2 when we come back.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, the last tie in this game was at 30-all. The ties were at 5, 21, 24, 28, and 30. There have been 5 lead changes. Newfield went out to a 5-0 lead. Unitigo scored the next 8 points. And the battle from there was on. Unitigo has Manzanero, Newman, Foster, Menina, and Talbot on the offense. It's the two Woods, Carney, Pacala, and Sin on the floor for Newfield. Manzanero top of the key against this zone defense. They're trying to set her up into a double team off to Manzanero. Now to Talbot on the right wing. Trying not to panic. Cross court to Menina. 10 on the shot clock. Underneath Foster. The layup is good. Oh, nice weak side cut by Robin Foster. She's got 6 points, but Sarah Menina had the patience and then the accuracy on the pass. Lindsay Wood to the top of the key for Pacala. Right back to Wood. Cross court to her sister, Rebecca, driving in on Foster. Goes up. Block and a jump ball will be called. Rebecca Wood this time takes the tumble, as she was in a sandwich of Newman and Foster. So it just goes to show what I was talking about, going both ways. But that time it was called a jump ball. And that's Unitigo's possession. So 43-39, Spartans by 4. They've led by 6 briefly. Newman, cross court to Menina. They're going to knock some clock off with 3:19 to go. Talbot, she stayed in there the whole way. Cross court over to Menina. Menina driving in. Now to the corner for Foster. 15-footer is in and out. In and out. Rebound, Lindsay Wood. Here comes Megan Pacala. The spin move. She goes up, throws it up with the left hand off the back of the rim. Sin with a rebound. Puts it up, and it, oh, just teeters off the rim. But a foul will be called. And that's going to be 3 now on Cassidy Newman. And a short timeout by Coach Gary Emerson. We're going to stay right here. All right, so just to catch you up on the Class C bracket, I mean, there's only 2 games left, this being one of them. The other game is Harpersville and Elmira Notre Dame that is taking place tomorrow night now out in Elmira Notre Dame, and that's based on the obviously the weather for tonight. The weather here held up nicely, and they started it an hour early, which probably would have been a smart thing at Harpersville and Elmira Notre Dame, but they've already made that decision. The Class Ds are playing right now. Franklin is playing right now in Class D at Suco. And should Franklin get to the win column tonight and play on Saturday at 4 o'clock, WCDO Sports will be there at Suco for that game. SUNY Oneonta, the site of the Class D game. And not only that, if Franklin wins everything, they would host the Section 3 representative out of the Syracuse-Utica area back at SUNY Oneonta. So Franklin has played there already for the Tri-Valley Championships. They're playing there tonight in the semifinal, and if they win tonight, they'll be playing back there on Saturday in the final. It's a first move of its kind for the sectional. Instead of everything being at the Broome County Arena, now they've moved the Class Ds to SUNY Oneonta. 2:57 left in this game, 43-39. No lead is safe. Nobody has fouled out. Nobody has more than 3 fouls. But now Cassidy Newman has 3 for Unitigo, and Megan Pacala has 3 for Newfield. And at the line is Kirsten Sin, who gets 2 free throws. She's got 4 points. 7 players have scored for this very balanced Newfield Trojans team. Shot goes up, and it's short. And this is a 2-shot foul. Marissa Woodard has checked back into the ball game for Unitigo. She has had a lot of rest since the late third quarter. So she is a fresh body out there. with the size they need. And the shot is missed. Manzanero rebound. So Newfield Trojans not shooting well from the free throw line. Menina bounce pass across half court to Talbot. Talbot double team. High arcing pass to Menina. And again, scrambling defense. Down low with Marissa Woodard. Wide open. It does not go. But Marissa gets two free throws. They left Woodard wide open on the gambling zone trap. And Woodard was wide open underneath, and Menina, or I think Talbot, met her with a pass. 2:40 to go. Clock has stopped, and the foul is number four on Rebecca Wood. Shot is up, and it's no good. Woodard, first time at the line, and has not shot many free throws during the season, but I'm sure she shot a lot in practice at this very basket. 43-39, Spartans by four. 2:40 remaining. Woodard's second shot is good. So 13, the Baker's dozen for Marissa Woodard. Long pass up ahead. It is Lindsey Wood for three. Air ball rebounded by Foster and a trip on number 21, Rebecca Wood. It was not an intentional trip by any stretch of the imagination. But that's her fifth foul. Menina tried to get around her and fell to the floor. That's a fifth foul for Rebecca Wood. She is probably their best outside shooter, or so it appears tonight, but she's been held to 6 points, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And so the 44-39 lead right now is Unitigo's with 2:31. Still lots of time to play. And number 20, Angelina Ferreira, who had back-to-back layups, is in the game, and the missed shot by Menina. Sarah Menina has only been a three-point scorer. Here comes Lindsey Wood driving in hard and gets the shot to go. Lindsey Wood says, well, my sister's not in the game. I'm going to play for the both of us. Talbot, Menina, and Manzanero helping each other out. Now it's a man-to-man press to Talbot. And they're going to run out of time. Talbot to Manzanero. And a foul will be called on Lindsey Wood, who helped Manzanero up. And that's going to be a 1-1. One. 44-41 is the score. And at the line now will be Casey Manzanero. Two fouls on Lindsey Wood. Manzanero has not been at the line tonight. And it is a 1-1. Shot is up. And it's good. Now we've had several dozen people logging in tonight from all over the United States, as far away as Arizona, as close by as South New Berlin. Shot is up and good. Two huge free throws for the Spartans in their quest to get to the arena. 2 minutes to play. 46-41. It's a two-possession game. Sin driving in against Woodard. Banks it in. Oh, my gosh. Kirsten Sin seems to live and die by the bank shot. And she got it to go, 46-43. Talbot over half court. They're gonna try to double-team her across to Menina. Menina back to Manzanero. She's going to drive in, and the ball is loose. And there is a holding foul on somebody from Unitigo. And that's going to go on Casey Manzanero, and that is her third. Well, she had all intentions of coming down the foul line, straight down the middle, and lost control of the ball in sort of that indecisive moment. Do you shoot it or do you pass it? She had Woodard on one side, Foster on the other. So a big break here for Newfield. Sin at the line makes the first one. Kirsten Sin had just missed two in a row. She now makes the 1-1. She's got 7 points. 46-44, minute 36. I told you, no lead was safe. Second shot is short. Rebound. Oh, Kayla Talbot had the super box out at the foul line, and that's where it came. Manzanero back to Talbot. 46-44. Lofting the pass to Menina. In the corner, Foster. Cross court to Talbot. Talbot backs it out. Goes to Manzanero. Driving in, and she goes up. No call. Lots of contact, no call. Manzanero with a steal. And she gives it to Menina, streaking over half court. Big play by Casey Manzanero. And a double team, and finally there is Is it a five-second call or is it a timeout? It's the timeout call by Greg Bonskowski. Manzanera was getting mobbed out there. And it will be Unitigo's ball with 24 seconds on the shot clock. 1:01 to play. No need to go anywhere else. I was talking about the brackets. This bracket speaks for itself. Whoops. Can somebody pick up that piece of paper? Can somebody pick up that piece of paper that I dropped? Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Class D, we mentioned Franklin and Southern Cayuga that started at 6, Charlotte Valley and Morris after that tonight. Class D boys is Morris versus Hunter Tannersville tomorrow night. And Edmiston, the 14th seed. Talk about dreams coming true. 14th seed Edmiston. They beat number 3 Richfield Springs. They beat number 11 Gilboa. And now they have to get by number 10 Marathon. Marathon also living the dream. They beat number 7 South Courtright. They beat number 2 Margaretville. So 1 versus 5 on the top bracket, 10 versus 14 on the bottom bracket. And, of course, the boys C, it's now Odessa Montour as the Giant Killers beating Sydney. They're playing Moravia tomorrow night. Elmira Notre Dame going for the boys-girls sweep. They are taking on Watkins Glen tomorrow night at Watkins Glen. All right, still a minute. 1 to play here. Remember, those of you from Newfield that are listening in or Newfield fans do not know, this gym is the last score clock I know of that does not show tenths of seconds. So you have the real full seconds. Sarah Menina backs way out to get the ball with 21 on the shot clock. Back to Kayla Talbot. It is a gambling, trapping defense. Menina at the right wing. Menina fakes left, goes right to Manzanero. Manzanero into a double team over to Talbot. 8 on the shot clock. Cross court to Menina. Menina down low for Marissa Woodard, but it goes out of bounds off of Lindsay Wood. Who else? But there's only 4 seconds on the shot clock. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Does Unitigo, are they aware of this? All right, so Menina goes right inside to Foster, but it's off the rim. It's off the rim. No good. A break for Newfield Trojans as they go to Kakala, and a timeout asked for by Coach Gary Emerson. 32 seconds to go, 46-44. Lots of drama still to go. Robin Foster, who had the inside shot, just missed it, put it up with no doubt a lot of nervous energy. A short timeout, 32 seconds to go, 46-44. Unitigo leads. Newfield has the ball. Live high school basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, the stage is set. 32 seconds to go, but 23 on the Newfield Trojans shot clock. Sarah Menina, Kayla Talbot, Marissa Woodard, Robin Foster, and Casey Manzanero. Menina and Talbot up on the 2-3 zone, Woodard anchoring the middle. It'll be Erica Carney, number 10. 15 is Lindsay Wood. 24 is Megan Pakala. Number 23 is Kirsten Sin. And they've given the fifth spot to Angelina Ferrara. And the pass comes in, stolen by Robin Foster, but she stepped on the end line. Oh, they were going no doubt for Pakala. And Foster stole the ball, but she happened to be hopping on the end line. They do not take Pakala as the inbounder. 31 seconds to go. Nearly a steal. Now it's Pakala. Pereira back in the three-point lane. Pakala throws it up for 3. No good. Rebound Manzanero. And she is fouled by number 23, Kirsten Sin, with 21 seconds to go. 46-44. And that will be still 1-1. Still 1-1. And that's the fourth on Sin. So Pakala was the 3 fouls in the first half problem person. She stayed foul-free in the second half. 46-44. Carney's their leading scorer with about 12 per game. She's got 12 tonight. So it's Casey Manzanero who moments ago made a 1-1. It is up, and it is good. She puts the shots up that give Unitigo a 3-point lead. And another timeout by Gary Emerson. 21 seconds on the clock. There will be no more shot clock until if we do go to overtime. 21 seconds, 47-44. Casey Manzanera will have one more free throw. And that will give me a chance to preview if Unitigo holds on to win. If the Spartans hang on to win, and or Harpersville is able to beat Elmira Notre Dame tomorrow night, there will be a definite game at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena on Saturday at 1 p.m. I may ask somebody else to help me do the game. I've asked one particular coach that had a work-related commitment, so she couldn't do it, but I might throw Bob Conway into the mix on this. I don't know. Whoever wins this game and whoever wins the other game, it's going to be a heck of a Class C ball game. And looking ahead to the quarterfinals in the States, Section 4 also hosts the Class C girls. It could be at Oneonta. It could be at Cortland. I hope common sense prevails and it makes the doubleheader or a quadruple header at SUNY Oneonta. All right, that being said, 21 seconds to go is just Casey Manzanero at the line. The second shot is up, and it is good. Big shot, big hoop, 48-44. Pakula catches the rolled ball. They throw it over to Lindsey Wood, off her hands, and it's out of bounds. I think it stays Newfield. It does stay Newfield. 17 seconds to go. They need 4 points to tie. It's a two-possession game. Pakula to Lindsey Wood, back to Sin. Does she have a bank shot in her? Well, she lost her dribble. Pakula going to throw it up for three. Fake shot, no good, though. Just missed. Rebound Foster to Manzanero. It's in the corner, and she's fouled with 3 seconds to go. And mathematically, that's probably going to do it. Probably going to do it, and that will be 5 on Erica Carney. So one of the fouls I missed on Lindsey Wood was actually Erica Carney. She will foul out with a phenomenal game in her pocket. It's not going to give her much satisfaction, of course, but 4 for 4 from the foul line. And there's 3 seconds left. Manzanero will be at the line. So Pakula, Ferreira, looks like Anastasia Moynihan has now gone out there. Kirsten Sin and Lindsey Wood are left for Newfield. Just Manzanero at the line. The shot is up, and it's no good. And that was the 10th foul, so it's a cushion of two, and Casey really not caring about that particular shot. 3 seconds to go. It's up, and it's no good. But the final 3 seconds will count off, and Pakula cannot get a shot off, and that'll end it, and Unitigo, who did not win the Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship, is still playing. They will go to the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena by virtue of tonight's 48-44 win. And the wholly unlikely scenario between Harpersville, Unadilla Valley, and Unitigo, who were so good, all three of them were so good this year. Harpersville lost to both teams in the regular season, so they did not qualify to defend their fourth championship of the MAC. So it was Unitigo and Unadilla Valley. UV won that game and won the MAC championship. You go back to Harpersville then taking on Unadilla Valley at the quarterfinals, and they were able to pull that win out at Unadilla Valley, so they play Elmira Notre Dame tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Unitigo girls lost to Unadilla Valley and have come back to win and win big against Tioga and ruined my continuity there. I had the bracket in front of me and then I lost the bracket, of course. They won against Moravia 46-21. They beat Newfield 34-24, and they beat Newfield tonight, who still had upstate on their mind all the way through this game, 48-44. I'm going to take a break and hear from our post-game sponsors. I'm going to try to get a couple of the girls up here if I can. to talk about tonight's victory and their chance to go to the arena for a Section 4 championship. So stick around. We've got plenty ahead of us as we recap and give the awards out as well. It is a 48-44 unit to go win. Live Section 4 playoff basketball and now the postgame show on WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitron business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Goodness gracious. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh. I added 7-1 and got 10, and I couldn't figure out why I was 2 points off. All right, well, what a game this has been, and what a finish. And just an amazing run for the Lady Spartans of Unitigo. And for them, it is not done. We still have two MAC girls teams going, and hopefully we can get them up here for a little bit of a chat with us tonight. Our post game on WCDO, and again, this is the time of the game where I have tons of papers, and the ones I need are not in front of me, and the ones I want are buried somewhere. Now I've got it. All right, our dependable defense award, that's sponsored, as we know, by Mang Insurance. Mang Insurance has been serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years. They've been proudly supporting local sports all the way on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Our outstanding offense award is sponsored by NBT Bank. NBT Bank has always been putting customers first every single day, and they're happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank, serving the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. Well, you got anybody lined up? You can't? Jeepers, creepers, that was, do what you can, if you can, you can, if you can't, you can't, or coach, anyway, coach. All right, well, maybe we'll get Greg Bonskowski. I mean, they all seem to scatter somewhere, and Bert Bullis has been helping me all year long at games, Courtney Bullis' dad, and I'm trying to get somebody to talk with, and I don't seem to find anybody looking down. But let me buy some time, let Bert do some chasing. He's very influential in this regard and in helping me out, so I will give the scoring recap. First of all, what a game. I want to thank both teams for the intensity that was this game tonight. Newfield came in fearless, absolutely fearless, and nearly pulled off yet another upset. I thought they were pretty balanced between the two. I don't think there was a whole lot of talent level differential as far as Unitigo being better than Newfield or vice versa. Newfield, what got me with Newfield is their defense was incredible. Just sometimes the offense wasn't in the flow. They couldn't make the inside shots, but boy, their defense, whether it was a zone or man-to-man, there was no easy passing, and sometimes Unitigo would be floating a pass up and over the outstretched arms of players, and it's one of those that it hangs, if you're a coach, it hangs in the air forever, and you wonder when it's going to come down, and will it come down in the Unitigo hands, or will it be intercepted by that time? There were a lot of interceptions. That Lindsay Wood plays the defense. I mean, I saw 3 steals per game. I'm thinking, all right, she's got some quick hands. No, she probably had 6 steals at least tonight and about 4 or 5 deflections. She's the real deal as a senior. I hope she goes on to play somewhere. Same with her twin sister, Rebecca, who you could just tell was the better shooter outside, but didn't get a chance to shoot a lot from her, looked like her favorite spot was that right wing area, about 6, 10, 12 feet out. So their high score was their high score for the season, Erica Carney. She's another senior. She finishes with 12 points, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Mariah Bird, an eighth grader, looks like she's going to be some special deal out there. She finishes with 2 points. Anastasia Moynihan, a junior, was 0 for 1 from the foul line, 0 points. Lindsay Wood had 7 tonight. She had a 3-point play in the second quarter and was 0 for 3 from the line in the third quarter. And I think missed free throws really did Newfield in more than anything else. So she had 7 points, 1 for 4 from the line. Angelina Ferrero surprised everybody off the bench with 2 back-to-back layups, and it almost became a new headache for Coach Bonskowski. What are we going to do with number 20 now? Because she's now into the mix. She finished with those 4 points. Rebecca Wood fouled out, but she had 6 points, also 2 for 2 from the foul line. Kirsten Sin, who seemed to live by the bank shot, had all 3 of her baskets were that way. She had 7 points, and again, 1 for 4 from the line, all in the fourth quarter. Megan Pakula didn't get into her flow of things. She had finished with 6 points, but you could tell she wanted more and just got into that early foul trouble, so that became tough for her. So all told, I mean, I can do nothing but compliment these young ladies. They played a good game, and I was very impressed. So 5, and 5 is 10, and another 5 and 7, that's 17 two-pointers. They had no 3-pointers, and they only took a couple when the going got rough late in the game trying to get some extra points. So that means they would make 10 free throws. 4, 5, and 5 is 10. 7, 9, 10. What's that? Okay, thank you. 4 and 4 and 9, let's do that again. 10, 11, and 7. So 10 for 18 from the foul line, shooting about 54% there. For Unitigo, they had the usual balance. It just came in a different way. Tonight it was Casey Manzanero, their leading scorer for the season and their 1,000-point scorer. She finishes with 14 points, including 10 in the second half. She will win our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Don't forget the contribution of Marissa Woodard. She was second on the team with 13. She had 10 in the first quarter when the zone defense was really giving them fits. Unitigo seemed to get it inside, and Marissa responded in a positive way. She was 5 for 6 in her first shots of the game. She did finish with 13. She had a free throw at the end as well to help on the winning margin. Cassidy Newman, great job off the bench. 8 points for her, including 4 for 5 from the free throw line, and that included a 3-point play in the fourth quarter. Sarah Menina, again, so busy on offense and defense. You look down and you go, really? Just 3 points? She made a 3-pointer in the second quarter, missed a 1-1 late in the game. She finishes with just 3 points. And Robin Foster. Robin Foster tonight, she lasted the whole game with 1 foul, and I hope you take it tongue-in-cheek like I'm meaning it. 6 points. She did some great things. She tonight is going to win our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. She stayed out of foul trouble. She stayed on the floor. She stayed in the game and made her presence felt. And, of course, yes, Manzanero and Menina took those offensive fouls. Cassidy Newman doing a good job defensively and all of that. But it really was Robin Foster's game-long presence that made a big deal. And in fact, I think she's one of the ones coming up to talk to me. I just gave the awards out, and I named you. I said, because Robin Foster lasted the entire game, she's going to be you won the defense award tonight. And I'm just, you know, hopefully you take it the right way. But congratulations, first of all. Just an incredible game. I mean, no team led by more than 6. And you guys only led for maybe a second with 6. They led by 4, no more than 4, or 5, I guess, at one point. What's it like playing in a game like that? I mean, are you glad you're on your home court? Let's put it that way. This is Robin Foster, by the way.
We're extremely glad to be playing on our own home court. We definitely had a home court advantage. And, you know, it takes good defense, which we really did, and playing in a game like this is just awesome. It's so nerve-wracking, but it's the best feeling ever.
Well, again, you stayed on the floor. You had a typical Robin Foster foul, I'll call it, but you stayed on the court the entire game because you stayed out of foul trouble. They were very, very good defensively.
Yes, they were. They were a great team to play and could have went either way, and just we happened to want it more this time.
Well, no doubt about it. Of course, you play the winner of Harpersville, Elmira, Notre Dame. You're going to venture out and watch that game tomorrow night now that it's postponed? Or
Our coach is.
Yeah, let him do that. Yeah, you guys get your rest. And was it Kayla over here? Okay. When you don't have your jerseys on, sometimes they don't recognize you. But first of all, your grandparents didn't log on tonight from Florida. I don't know what's up with them.
Oh, they're on a cruise right now.
Oh. Well, that answers
that. He was like, have your dad call me at 9:30.
Okay. Understandable, because they're always logging on from the villages. Okay. From your end, now, Robin always gets in foul trouble. Tonight stayed out of it. You stay out of foul trouble, and suddenly you're in it. You had three fouls in a fairly short amount of time. What's going through your mind right now?
What was going through my mind originally was, oh, I hope the refs are like our last game, and they didn't call anything. Like, we could have played like it was a train wreck, and they weren't calling anything last game. Mm-hmm. And so I just go to block a shot in the beginning, and they give me my first foul, and I'm like, whoa, I'm usually not the one who gets fouls right
that's
now.
That's right, that's right. And I think some of the end of this whole thing was their defense was so good. They had you guys messed up, whether they played zone or whether man-to-man, and late in the game they were playing a double team the ball, and you guys were floating those passes over. I mean, nobody was open. You know, you had to keep it on the outside. What was the mindset? What did the coach say about getting the ball to the basket before the 30 seconds was done?
Well, he basically just told us to take our time since we were leading most of the game. He didn't want us to throw up any, as he would say, baloney shots or anything like that.
Okay.
So he just wanted us to take our time and be smart with the ball and smart passes, and that's something I personally have trouble with.
Okay.
I like to throw it across the court, and he kept telling me, don't throw across the court.
Lindsay, that number 50, Lindsay Wood, was an animal as far as tracking down loose balls like that and passes across the court. Yeah, that was wild. But you hit a couple of shots that, you know, the runner in the lane was good and all that, and Robin had some good shots too. So, you know, but foul shots actually won you the game at the end. So your mindset now is, you know, I talked to your coach about, you know, you didn't win the MAC, but that doesn't penalize you in the sectionals. Now you guys are suddenly playing in the championship game. What's it feel like to be seniors after all these years of playing in the arena? And let Robin answer that first, because she hasn't talked to her.
It feels fantastic. I always felt like sectionals was an unrealistic goal just because it's so big. And now that we're here, I really feel like we can do it. So it's a great feeling, and anything from here is a bonus.
Okay. Kayla, how about you?
Well, we were talking not the locker room, but our team room, about how it's like a rerun of soccer right now. Going to the sectional championship, and, you know, we might even play Elmira Notre Dame again, which that would be interesting.
Many of the same girls, I'm sure. Well, like you say, it is a bonus. You know, you don't win the MAC, but you have a super season. You beat Harpersville in the regular season, then you beat them again in the semifinals. That's no easy test. They come back and beat Unadilla Valley. So you three teams were just spectacular anyway. So now maybe two of you might get there too if Harpersville can win that. So you get them a third time. But I guess that soccer magic just has carried over into the postseason. So congratulations on a great win tonight.
Thank you.
All right, it's Robin Foster and Kayla Talbot. Thank you very much. And boy, the excitement here is unparalleled because the boys were rooting for these girls as well, and the boys got upended Saturday night, and they are now the biggest Spartan fans going, so congratulations again. So once again, Casey Manzanera, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner, Robin Foster tonight will win our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. 48 points. I didn't finish the whole thing here. 2, 4, 5 is 9, and 8 is 17. One three-pointer in the entire game, and that was, yes, it was Sarah Menina. So 37, and 6 and 5 is 11. This is adding up nicely. 8, 9, and 7 is 60. 11 for 16 from the foul line, including 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 of their free throws shot in the fourth quarter, and they made 7 of them. So congratulations again. All right, that will do it. We'll wrap it all up here, although the Unitico fans not wanting to leave. They're kind of enjoying this whole thing, and who can blame them? So I have a gig on Saturday, 1 o'clock at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. It will be Unitigo taking on the winner of Harpersville and Elmira Notre Dame for the Section 4 Class C Championship, and the winner of that will actually get to come back and play in Section 4 territory in the state quarterfinals before going on to the winner of that will go on to Hudson Falls for the big Final Four the following weekend. So it's feeling good time here in Spartan Country, our last time at a high school gym, I think. But until Saturday at 1 o'clock when Unitigo meets the winner of Harpersville and Elmira Notre Dame for the Class C Section 4 Girls Basketball Championships, I'm Greg Davey. Thank you, Joe Gardner. Have a great night, everybody.